Okay, we're starting on the first chassis. The first chassis as usual. Okay, first chassis. Eilav Vodim. Lefi Shehein Divrei Techochos. Since these are words of rebuke, Monokan Kol HaMakoyimit Shechitu Lefnei HaMokoyim. Bohen, he counts out all of the places in which they made the Rebbeinu Shel Olam upset. Lefikach sofam es hadvarim. He keeps it closed, unclear. Right? That's one of the neschoyes. Vaychichom beremes. Or vizkirom beremes. Hapnei kvoidim shal Yisrael. So they're mentioned, but they're mentioned subtly, as a hint. Many Rishonim have a big kasha. No more Rashi said. I'm only going to go through one of them, because the rest are more technical. And this one has a very interesting insight and a lesson. It says, Abeinu Yoichanan Luria. That's the kasha. Again, like I said, many Rishonim ask this kasha. He says, some of the things that were mentioned here as hints is the Meraglin, the Egel. Look further in the same parasha, and you'll see that the Meraglin and the Egel are very clearly and specifically discussed. The Meraglin, the whole story of the Meraglin is in the sixth parasha. Which one is it? You want to only be very oblique about it? Okay? I don't think openly? Okay. But first you remiss, frames are you, and then you go blast them openly. So what's going on? In Parshas Ekev, further in the same speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, they have the story of the ego. Very clearly and broadly enunciated. And many Techoches says, Loisen Asa Shashem Alikirin Gashen Isisem Bamaso. Never do that again. He sees a mamasa. So what's going on? How do you have it both ways? How do you tell me it's only beremes? Greater than zero. Another hand. A little further. It's all openly stated. Nothing's a secret. It's like the many Yerushalayim ask this kasha, and there are various roots and given. Now this one of Rabbeinu Yochanan Luria, because it's so unique and interesting, I want to share it.
Sometimes when a person gives muster, you don't just want to come full throttle. You just kind of want to slow it up a little bit. And then it's a little easier to handle it when it's due.
And that's definitely true. That's definitely true. I think the kasha of the Rishonim is, though, that although that's the absolute truth, but Rashi is saying that the reason is because the correct Rishonim so doesn't want to openly speak about it.
Not only wants to take it slow, right?
Take it slow, the handle is better. You know, and such things are said in Chazal. Not that exactly what you're saying, but you know, it says Ruvein b'chayriyata, why not say anything until now? Because you were going to be embarrassed to face me. These kinds of emotional, psychological burdens are brought in Chazal, truly. But in this case, what's said is that when they claim, say, so we're not going to speak openly about what happened. But you are going to speak openly about what happened. An hour later. So what's going on? So he says, the pshat is as a, he says, and I'm going to read his lashon now because it's, Yesh Leima, katechocha latzibur, rebuking the oilom, the crowd, the tzibur. Ein oiroi ki im la'av bezdin oirav muvhok. You want to give musa, you have to be av bezdin oirav muvhok. Now those are big titles there. What is that referring to? What's av bezdin oirav muvhok? So he asks the question himself. Ein oinik rav muvhok elo. Who's a rav muvhok? Misha malam etir shabal peh. Only somebody who teaches Teresh Valpeh. So now he says, Moshe Rabbeinu himself went through two stages with Klal Yisrael. May also hear your Moshe Rabbeinu of Asholim, Avla Chachomin, Velomad Oisim Teresh Shebiksav, which is what he originally did, he taught Teresh Shebiksav, that was the time of Yeroi, Vayichiach Latzibur Beremez. That's when he was speaking obliquely between the lines giving Musar, because you only teach in Teresh Mitzav, you can't do more than that. Avalei Bebiur, meaning not the Feirish. Nechmeidim Shal Yisrael. Respect the Oilah. To ask yourself, who are you? And how has this become your position to be able to speak in such a way? Ochein, Acharov Ne'emar Be'ever HaYarden Hoy Il Moishe Be'er Es HaTeiro. And what does that mean, Be'er Es HaTeiro? So Rashi says, Shivim L'Shoiners. What's included in Shivim L'Shoiners, Doctor? Hainu, Teira Shabal Peh V'Sistre Teira. Be'er Es HaTeiro doesn't only include a translation. This is not an article book that he was reading to them. He's translating the 70 languages, Pshat, and he's giving them everything that's behind it. All the Pirushim will be Urim. Teresh Al-Peh, Sisri Teirah. Ha'er Shashiva, going to go to Ritual Salvaging. He's still in the Chavrusa, a couple of months on the Chavrusa. Both Elul, that's what it was, Elul. When I first came, I was a Bochel of 18 years old. I came out with a night in the Chavrusa. And the same thing happened the next year in Elul. I was in Elul Chavrusa, I don't know why, that's just the way it was. So at some point he says to me that, you know, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu translated and turned to Shivim Lashon. What's the pshat with that? He was a translator? That was the job he was given, to translate? Is that what this was all about? Said, absolutely not. He said there are certain subtleties that every language has to serve the Torah with, to give you a certain idea that you might not have understood just by a plain Lashon Kodesh word. But when it's given, every language has its nuance to it. And those are used, he says, to add a certain amount of havona to what's actually being meant and said by a certain word in Lashon Kodesh. For example, he tells me, he says, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says that walking around the boundaries of a property, stepping around the perimeter of the property is a kinyan. So he says, look at the ritva there. The Ritva says, possession belaz. To take possession. That's called taking possession. Now, what are you doing? You're walking around, that's all. But he says, if you know English, obviously he's bringing it from the French, not from the English, but whatever it is, it's the same word. Taking possession tells you more than just saying, you're walking around. So he says, but what does he say? He says, galat mitzvei yishalai meaning galait. He was learning with Yerushalayim, and he liked when this came to him. He's learning inside. They don't know what possession means. So he says, they looked at me with blank eyes. Blank stare. I don't know what to say. So I'm an actor. So he said, so I did this. That's possession, he said. They grabbed it. You took it into your grip. That's what's going on there. That's called taking possession. So he did a pantomime to show them what it meant. L'inyonenu, what he Be'etzem is saying is, when you are explaining things in different languages, again, it's not just about finding a word in a different language to tell somebody who doesn't understand. Because even people who understood Lashon Kodesh, what's there more to add? What there's more to add is different languages add different shades of meaning and nuance to what's going on. To a degree, that's what's being said here by this Rabbeinu Yochanan, who's saying, when we have it translated into all the languages, it's not what it's speaking in translation. Hainu Torah Shabal Peh V'Sisrei Torah. All the different various shades of meaning that are in there. That's what's being spoken about over there. Oh, Zafta Moshe Rabbeinu did that. Nasa Moshe Rabbon Muvok. Now it's the Rav Muvok. V'Chichon Bebiur. So after it says that, suddenly see Moshe Rabbeinu openly speaking about whatever he wants to say, and he has to make less of a cheshbon now of, right, watch out, who are you? If you want to say something between the lines, you learn Teresh Baal Peh, it's a different level.
For 40 years, he was never teaching the Teresh
Baal Peh. Okay, let me just finish last year. You're saying a good point. So he says, V'hoving, I want you to understand this well. Ki b'harbe mekoymeis, bebi uri zois, wherever he writes, through the day, ביארתי שכבוידו מהפלחוסם של יסור הכל בתל שבל פה. Everything is in תל שבל פה, that's where it's at. Teisha Viksav, of course, is tremendously and supremely important. But Amaita, Teisha Lopez, where it's all at. So only when you teach Teisha Lopez do you get that level. So you're saying, where was he until learning Teisha Lopez? Good question. And I think that that's probably a lot of what we're going to address as we work through other Yishayim on this Pasuk B'chlal, how they mocked him, what's even going on here. But clearly there was a lot added, even not only because of the words Be'er Sateira, as you see, there are details added to mitzvahs that weren't there previously. There's more explanation given to mitzvahs here. And he's understanding that the primary mission of teaching Teresh about Petek Lali is what happened here. That's a very interesting, that's what I said, I find it to be unique and interesting. In other words, he's saying the Tnai Techocha is not, it's not the Teresh of Pei, the Tnai Techocha. The Tnai Techocha is to be the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael.
Also
the
Avbezdim,
which
assumes
it's a Sanhedrin. Avbezdim Movik. It's all the Sanhedrin, that's what you were saying. Avbezdim Movik. Avbezdim Movik and Av Movik. I think the Rebbe Movik is going above. In other words,
it's not just knowing the
Shiva Moshe. It's not good enough. No, it has to be teaching that class. And I think the chat is not because Teisha Lopez is what brings along the Techocha. It's that it gives that person that specific maimed to be able to then have the right, not only to give Musa, he always gets, but to openly give Musa without having a big kasha that says, I'm not getting Mechaymer. Teaching Teresh Baal Peh, I'm the Rezach.
And that's the Kovod Kovod.
What's that?
And that's the Kovod Kovod. Kovod Meisr.
Kovod of Meisr. That itself is the Kovod Meisr. So I think maybe between the lines what you're saying is that itself, teaching Klal Yisrael, that is giving them Kovod. So maybe you could also go against that Kovod Ke'ilu by openly speaking to them. Ken Oichet Zayn, that Pshat is, that the Santazach, I won't say it. That I've heard, I never saw it inside, I don't know where it would even be. But Rav Hutner spoke of what's the meaning of Rebbe Muvak? What's a Rebbe Muvak? Not the same as what it says here, right? But this is a different pshat. But it's a dag. And that the pshat is, he says, you know when you know somebody is a Rebbe Muvak? He says, when he says something that you already heard before, that you know already, either from him, you already heard it already before, or you heard it already from somewhere else, but you have a geschmack in it and you're connected to it and you're listening intently because it's coming from him. Now you see it's not just the information that you're interested in, it's the person you're interested in. That, it's the way that there's Rabbi Mufak. You know that you were kind to him and he was kind to you, right? In other words, but there is such a thing as a distinction between somebody who's imparting general information and somebody who has become personally your Rebbe. And that's really what he's speaking about over here when he speaks about Teisha Lopez. Now it could be, you know, based on your question, that Pshat is that maybe the Hirsch of Aksav, because Mohal Maisis is literally Kosev, so even if somebody gives it over, there's still only a conduit for something that should anyway be readily available. Hirsch of Alper is literally Kosev, and it's Chatzchila meant to not be had except by the agency of a Rebbe. And therefore, when he gave that over, is when he became the Rebbe of Kosev. And now he's able to speak. What do I think is very interesting to say to this Amin Yechla? Now, let's try to move on to some other Yishayim now. So first of all, there's a fascinating Rabbeinu Bechaya that speaks about the unique beginning of this Sefer. All of the parashas, all of the Sforim, from Bereishis and on, Shemoyitz, Vayikra, Vamidbar, all begin with a Vav. Which means, they're a continuation from before. Right? Ve'eila Shemoyitz B'nai Yisrael. Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidah B'el Shom Moshe Elohim B'midbar Sinai. Yeah? All of them start with a Vav. Only here, it starts with Eila Advar, not Ve'eila Advar. Why is that? This is sort of a disconnection between what it previously said and what is being said over here. Why is that so, he says?
Kind of a separate sefer.
Well,
remember, it's kind of a separate sefer.
So it's going to be the point that he wants to make here, and he wants to, I guess, give it a little bit more depth of meaning to why, how and why that is. So he says, this fifth sefer, although it is part of what was said before, and although HaKoyel Kesher Echod Ubinyon Echod, it's one Torah, but it's also Irif Ne'atzma. And he uses such a fascinating example, Max Krakauer, being a steady listener to some Besarim, you may have some insight into what we're about to say here. Look at that. I never thought it was going to give you anything, yeah? Look at that. Like that, I was like, it's just like an Esther, he said. Like a crack out. Do you have any recollection when you have discussed the difference between Esther and all the meaning? Okay, I'm not going to test you. Let's go give it out. The Esther, he says, Mitzad Echad, he says, it's miyuchid im sho'or minov. She'im mitzvot e'elimah. You don't have a mitzvah, only an Esther. It's not going to work. The whole pick of an Esther on Sukkot gives you no mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of all four. But for whatever reason, which means three meaning are tied together. Besides the fact that they're part of the mitzvah, they're tied together and they need to be tied together. And one esrog is part of one mitzvah, but it's not tied together. Right? So we have the three in the right hand, they're all tied together. In the left hand, you have the esrog. What's that? Yud Kei Vav is in the right hand, and the Hei Tator. The second A is in the left hand. What's going on there? What's going on there is like this. The Yud Kei is the Rebbeinu Shalom before the world, above the world. The Kaviyochol was still in the Rebbeinu Shalom's head before he even created the world. He's only thinking about the world and planning it. But it hasn't come down to any Lamaisa yet. That's the Yud and the Hey. That shall suffice for right now. The Vav is the Pnimius behind the Olam Hazeh, which means the feelings, Kaviyochol, that the Rebbeinu Shalom put in, the motivations, Kaviyochol, that the Rebbeinu Shalom put in, the excitement, Kaviyochol, that the Rebbeinu Shalom has about this world, the love he has towards the people, etc. And the building blocks. The last Tei is what's called the Malchus. The Malchus is this world as it appears in Lamaisa, with everything else behind it and in it. But Lamaisa, where are we? We're in that bottom Hay. That's where this world, that's this world. And this world is disconnected from everything above. We're blinded here to the space between us and the Elohim Zohar. We're distanced, right? And therefore, when we take Lulav with Hadassim and Arovas, which refers to those three Oasis of the Shem, we take the Esrog Dafka as a separate piece because it is a separate piece. This world is separate from the Elohim. However, probably everybody is aware of the fact that this mitzvah has to work in a way that not only all four are taken together, but when we take this esrog, which is not tied, and we put it as close together as we can, because we want to be miyachid, this world with everything that's above it. In other words, that means to connect ourselves and our world with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with his elokus, with his pnimius, with Olam Habo, with Mashal Amalo, with everything else, right? We want to bring the world back to the way the Rebbeinu Shalom has it within Kaviyochol, within his own mind. So that's the esrog. That's the esrog, yeah?
Take it one step further.
Yeah.
You put the esrog right up against the lulav.
Yeah.
What happens? The esrog gets worn. And it starts leaking the oils. And it turns brown. And it goes. You get too close. You want to get close, but if it's too close, you get...
That's one way to look at it.
There's someplace.
I'm not sure. It could be that the students would go the other way. It could be that the closer you bring it to the other world, the more appeals away of the this-worldliness. That's a nice impression. I'll go upon him, like he says, Devorim... Wait, one second. So he says, Devorim... Hakoil kasher binyan echad, but he knew any mifnei atzmai. Ki inyan esrog, shehu miyuchad im minos, she'ein mitzvot ve'elohim rohem, aval hu bifnei atzmai. She'ein lo'agde ba'egid sholem. V'chein, hei shniyo shabashem. Shehi, midas hadin rofa. The Malchus is called midas hadin rofa. Why is that? Because it's the Rebbeinu Shalom milamalo, but it's greater than this world as it is. Unless we connect it to above, to the Chesed Hashem, which is behind it and which is creating it every second, this world we want it to be as it is, as it runs itself. Evil Kaviyah, the person wants to ignore the measurements as well. You end up banging into every wall possible. Midas Adin Rofa. Well, the Kachmikr Sefer Hamisha has a Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah. What's Mishneh Torah? It suggests, right? It suggests that it's a separate repetition of the rest of the Torah, right? In Sforim it says, Mishnah Torah is the memutza. It's what's in between Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebiktav. It is Torah Shebiktav, but it's the first step downward toward Torah Shebiktav. And therefore, he says, pay attention, he says, and you're going to notice that Moshe Rabbeinu uses a different terminology when he mentions the Rebbeinu Shleim in this Sefer than he ever mentions in the other Sforim. Al ha'tam hazeh yinhoig Moshe l'hazuki atomin v'sefer hazeh Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokecho, Hashem Elokeinu, timtzokem v'sh'or Sforim ha'kveidman, ha'kavon al midas adin. This Sefer is connected to Malchus, which is connected to midas adin, right? And therefore, the word Elokeinu, Elokecho, is used the whole time instead of just Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu divrei leinu v'chayiv leinu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, right? Hashem Elokecha Eish Oichlo, which is what he ends off by saying. Hashem Elokecha Eish Oichlo. Right? So this sort of description of the Rebbeinu Shem that's here is used uniquely over here because it's the kind, because it's like a representing to me the Sadin, which is represented by the Malchus Shamayim Shabaseich Olam Hazeh, right? Which is approached as din. If we want, we can throw in a few words over here. Neit, I mean, okay. Whoever wants could erase those parts. It's not saying Rabbeinu Bechaya, but you know, it could be that the shtickel nafkamina between Av and Melech, right? We say Avinu Malkeinu. The Malchus is Malkeinu, right? And Melech Shemolech Mochel Akvoidei Kvoidei Mochel, right? Im Kavodim Einenu Luchot Tluy Etzashet Chonenu, right? That's Malchus. Av is only the higher Madregas, further up towards the source, not the way this world as it is on the openest, on the most simple level, right? And that's Av. Av Shemochel HaKvedi Kvedi Mochel. That's the Rebbeinu Shem Mitzatis love to us. And so therefore, when we're speaking of the Rebbeinu Shem on the level of Malchus, we're speaking more of Din. Therefore, it doesn't only say Hashem, it's a Rachman, but B'Shiluv, it says that together with Elokeinu, Elokecho, there's a certain distance, and that is how it represents. The Yastrig represents the Heita Torah, represents the Shechina B'Tachtein and the Malchus, which again, like he said, is Midas Adin Rofa. So that's Rabbeinu Bechai over here. Now we're still out of time on this, even though there's so much more to say.
But the first thing could be when you learn safer to be able to learn search about that.
Like I said, it's not Teresh Valpa, right? But it's what's called the memutza between Teresh Uksav and Teresh Valpa, right?
Okay.
So we have an interesting thing, you know, some Hasidim of a minig, that Sukkos, the eighth day of Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, they sit in the Sukkah but not the whole time, right? Only a Kiddush in the Sukkah in the morning, let's say, or, you know, whatever it is, and you go into the house some of the time, and he's inside the house, washing inside the house, washing outside the house, also mamut. And one of the seers, I think I remember who right now said that you find that at the end of every Yom Tov, such Yom Tov, is like this halfway house. Before you go back into your house and into your mundane life and into the weekday, you can't just give a drop down out of nowhere from the top of Kedusha and the top of closest Sabrina, boom. Right? And Meshalev Sasser was very concerned about that, which is why at the end of Yom Tov he said, and everyone should know that the Zelbe God from Atta Chayin Antono is the same God as Atta Bechatono. Why do you have to say that? Because it's not so easy to feel that. Right? You're spending time with your Rebbeinu Shleim for an entire week, and all of a sudden, boom, it's gone.
Is that right? Why with Yom Kippur already, four days later, we have a Yom Tov, probably, because if we didn't have a Yom
Tov. And besides that, it says, Nalocha, you should immediately start the Sukkah on my Yom Kippur, right?
But I'm saying if we didn't have a Yom Tov, we would just fall
also off. Probably true, but like I'm saying, also the end of Pesach, the end of Sukkah, right? Yeah. It's not to fall out immediately, right? That's called the Mamutza.
Maybe we should have a Yom Tov the whole year round. It would never end.
Well, you see that that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the rest of the year, which is Mekabel, what you take from the Yom Tov. And it's a good question on how you do that. But anyway, that's the Mamutza. The Mamutza between Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Per. Now I want to take a look at once to go at Chaim Kevz, at least if we finish it, I'll look at another one. We're looking at Perik Aleph Pasuk Lamed Zayin, which begins Gam Bi His Anaf Hashem Beglalchem. Perik Aleph Pasuk Lamed Zayin. It takes us into shaykhs to what we are involved in right now in our lives in Yom HaYir. Koshe, that's the Chaim HaKadosh Akasha. Which means, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that when the Chet HaMeraglim happened, the Rebbeinu was angry at me because of you, and therefore he told me I can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Now he says, look back at the story, it's not exactly what it says. It doesn't actually say that. We don't actually find that the Rebbeinu was angry at Moshe because of the Meraglim. Nor is that the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So why is he saying that? So the Rambam says that the Pshat is the Rambam Pirish of Omar. He explains, the Pshat is the Oido is after Mohar Apam Acher. It's a different time. And maybe if he also did bad, he made the Pirish of upset. After Gidam, then was out of B. Okay. And you caught a different occasion for the Pirish to be upset at me. Which means, it's not part of the context of what's being said here. It's about a different story. Because look at the pasuk afterwards. So can I cause of achazer? The tapchem asher amartum avaz yir at soif apasher whom without bina miraglim. The whole thing is about the miraglim. Nothing is about meimer evil. Why am hipstick with soif in yimishal like Kenya? Why in the middle of the subject would he mix in something that's not the subject? Umashe heilitz horav, but the Ramban. Sort of defended himself or excused himself. Or this pshat. That he wanted to possibly mention all together, all the different people who are not going into Eretz Yisrael, which they caused at all different occasions. What's the pleasure of doing that? Of thinking every bad thing that happened at the same time? In the middle of a story, finish the story. A different story. We'll speak about that later. Therefore, he's the only one in a different pshat. Anochi hu alpiti vreim zal gemorah 7 times. Shalom of apostle by Yivku Amalayla, who famous Chazal and the Gemara, Klal Yisrael cried on that night when the Meraglim came back and Kovu b'chiyah l'deis, which means that was the cause of Tisha B'av. He lay with Tisha B'av Hoyisah Shabbay Necherav Habayis. They cried. It was the night of Tisha B'av, and that's the night that caused the b'chiyah l'deis. That's the night of Tisha B'av that caused the Chorbonos of the Batei Mikdash years later on that same night. Vomruoit, he also said further, Tuan Tzaita, Shemhoya Nichnas Moshe Lo Oreb, Shemhoya Boina Beis Amigdash, Loi Hoya Abayis Nechrov, Sheinu Mavaloshone Gaz Boi. Which means, if Moshe Rabbeinu was built a Beis Amigdash, nobody could touch a Beis Amigdash that Moshe Rabbeinu had built. So the Beis Amigdash could not be destroyed. So we have so far 2 facts. Number one, the night of Tisha B'Av was Nikra, the Beis Amigdash should be destroyed. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash cannot be destroyed. Number three, Omruoi, the Medrash Tehillim, the Pasuk Mizvel Osav, the Kim Bo Goyim and Achol Sechav, Zol Shreinu, Kinomi Boilei, why does it say Mizvel Osav, that Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? We have a song, Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. It shouldn't be a song, it should be a lamentation. So why does it say Mizmo rather than Kino? Because there's a certain aspect that says it's a song. Why? Al shehishlich hamotzei al etzem ha'avonim. Rather than the Ribbono shel Olam expresses wrath at sticks and stones. Okay, so those are the 3 facts. Now let's put the 3 together, and it's amazing, beautiful pshat. Mamash is brilliant. Me'asa im hoyo nichnas Moshe la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael. Hoyo boyne beis hamikdash. He would have built the beis hamikdash. Ulahashlich hamotzei olav lo yefsha. In this case, the Ribbono shel Olam now cannot expend his wrath on the Beis HaMikdash because it can't be destroyed. V'yichar af Hashem b'sein Yisrael. Falsh n'sagi nohir, obviously. Right? V'yichil yoinim v'kreim chorban abayis. They shall all peat. Instead of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, the people would be destroyed. But this, what does the Beis HaMikdash do? Gozar Hashem b'gzeres ha-meragdun gam al-moish Hashem b'tamidbo. Hear this? The same night that the Beis HaMikdash says, Klal Yisrael is going to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be a destruction. And you say, what's going to happen? The Beis HaMikdash is not an option to destroy. So who's going to be destroyed? Everyone else. So Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Because if he goes into Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholem will end up being destroyed on Tisha B'Av.
He was officially punished for hitting the rock, right?
Leave that. I'll deal with that at the end. So 1 second. So what does he say? He says, at the same time, the Klal Yisrael gets this veil that they can't go into Eretz Yisrael right now, and that they're going to have a Tisha B'Av, at that same time comes this time that Moshe Rabbeinu can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Who Oimroi, Gambi Yisrael of Hashem, Beglau Lechem. Right, the Lashon is Beglau Lechem, not Bishvil Lechem, but Beglau Lechem. What's Glau? Pish Begilgul Dvarim Shalachem, which means, not directly because of you, but indirectly because of you. Kim Lo Yehoi Oben HaMeraglim, Vayin Nechmasim. So you know, Oben HaMeraglim, they would go into Eretz Yisrael, everything would be fine. Ef Sheh Shehoi Yonichmas Vayin Shemohem. Moshe Rabbeinu could have also gone in with them, theoretically. Agam Sheh Yivna Beis HaMikdosh, okay, let him build it, HaMechash, what's the problem? He learned his gabe b'china sarava. You ain't the mitzit kum ba'oyetz. You go to Eretz Yisrael, remain tzadikim there with Moshe Rabbeinu, and there wouldn't be any destruction. El me'am tzoyes avoyin meraglim govro yad risho. Right, which means cause it avoyin meraglim the evil unfortunately gained power. V'yod Hashem ki lo yamdu b'tzedek. It's not going to remain that way. It's going to be a tishol. It's going to be a churban. V'tzei olmad mishira sa'azinu, where the Rebbeinu tells him clearly. So Ali Yisrael is going to mess up, and it's going to be a churban. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu can't go in Kum Toi, because of the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ay, Frekta Avon Doi, and Toimar, Aliyar Yani, Shemisus Moshe Reis Al Meimer Yivu. It's not the cause of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Clearly says that it's the cause of Meimer Yivu. Not because of the Meraglim. How do you tell me it's because of the Meraglim? In Chukas, when he speaks of the Meimer Yivu, at that point, although it was La'acha Ma'is of the story of the Meraglim, he could have fixed up this mess here. He could have brought Klal Yisrael back to their darga of Kiddush Hashem of before the Chet HaMeraglim. So it's Kiddush Hashem HaGodol, which he would have made. And therefore, Oya Hashem Mati Yeshua as Moshe, but he nichnas l'oret, so b'yinim yis ha-migdash, mochim yishim t'yir l'omen. Moshe ben could have gone into Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would have been going back to their Madrega, Moshe ben going to Eretz Yisrael, he would build a Beis ha-migdash, and there'd be no churban at all, it'd all be fine. The problem was that that didn't happen, because if it didn't happen, Klal Yisrael remained on the level that he were at Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu can't come in, so they should be able to be a churban, which is what Klal Yisrael unfortunately earned by means of the Ma'aseh of the Meraglim. So that's why it's a brilliant shot, how he explains, Gambi is the Anaf Hashem Beglal Chem, who treffed Manazah Zach, that it was their fault, that it, because of the Meraglim, he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. And it is, there's no other way to do it unless he doesn't go in. Now let's turn back to a much earlier shtickle. So that was the piece on the Churban, that's the Yom Diyan. There's a beautiful shtickle in Perek Aleph, Posek Aleph, which begins Be'ever Hayarzeh. I'll start slightly in the middle because you know, maybe we'll manage to get to a couple of lines before my it's on the second page of what I gave you there. Aleph Pasuk, Aleph Be'ever HaYarden. In the Pasuk, like five lines down, the Epshel of Farish. Kol HaKosav, Epshel of Farish, Kol HaKosav. Right? See that? Epshel of Farish, Kol HaKosav, Derech HaRemez Bo'ifan Achim, Baruch. Keep a micro muot in one small pasuk. Lomad Moshe klolus yiras Hashem. The entire klal of yiras Hashem. Umidos ha'agunos ha'tzrichim lohilchem b'toyras Hashem. Yeah, all the midas that you need to follow the Torah, they midas tisha. 9 midas that you need in order to have your shamayim and follow the Torah. Now we're not going to get to all of them. If we get to one, we'll already be very excited. Halif sheyeloi keach midosoi shal Avraham. Tiksiv Avram ho Ivri, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Ivri. B'hum Hashem was ba'omroi be'ever. What's that Avram ho Ivri? So there are various parts of it, but one of the perushim is he's oiver mimakim lamakim. He's oiver mimakim lamakim, meaning he never felt like he was a permanent settler in this place. Avram Avinu was passing through. That's one shot in Avram or Ivri, Midos Shel Avram, right? Midos Shel Avram of Avram Be'Everech, called Be'Everech Sheni, which means, which is probably closely related to the other shot, which means he kept himself on whatever side he belonged on, no matter if the whole world was on the other side. He fought for his principles. So that's Aleph. Beis Sheyemardus Beliboy Tomit. Kaim Ramzal, Toiva Mardus Achas, believers of all the name of Malkunus. In other words, a person afflicts himself inside, gives himself Musa inside, makes a true and real Cheshbon on Nefesh, that's called Mardus Achas, and that's called Hayarden. I see this person afflicting himself on the inside. So we have Eiver, who's passing through, like Avraham Avinu. We have a Yarden that's afflicting himself. Gimel, Midas Anova. So Im Ramzal, La'oyolom Yosim Odom Atzmoy Kemidba. Person should make himself like a desert. A desert is low and hefka, right? So he doesn't find himself, doesn't take himself too seriously. So that's speaking of humility. That's the third midah. Dalid shetiye ho'anovo v'derech hano'ois loy v'derech hapchisus hanim'os. Now here he's following the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, and the Rambam is trying to talk about Rambam. The Rambam speaks about how even anova has to be done in the proper way, not in a way where a person poshut chas v'shalom humiliates or disrespects himself. To my shikos around Hilchos Deos, that it has to be a derech hamemutzo, person has to also limit his anova to be able to speak up when he's supposed to. Two things are included in this word barova. Aleph shatia anova arevo. Anova should be sweet, meaning it should be done properly in a balanced way. And based the other part of the Barova, is chiyav arvus sheitzarich lechiyach al over. Makotam regalde. If a lawyer establishes by another opinion there, he should be responsible for other people, even if he's a big owner. Right? Who's he to speak up? Okay, this is he has to speak up when it's in his place to speak up, despite his great anivus. I think we're gonna have to stop there. Yeah? Yeah. Okay.